Welcome to episode 217 of Kidodigawa Bookmakers. First, we're going to talk about what I've done in bookbinding, and then we're going to talk about fiction. If you're interested in the fiction bit, check in at minute 4.5. Now, on to bookbinding. First of all, in bookbinding, I made another tunnel book. This tunnel book is bigger than the other two, because the other two were kind of practice. Well, this one was practice too, but the others were kind of practice to make this one. It's larger. I don't know the size, but it's probably a hand and a half wide and a hand tall. My hands, which are not that big, but they're not small. Let me talk to you about the parts. There are at least 3-4 parts to a tunnel book. There's the sides, the accordion part that gets bigger and smaller whether you push it down or not. And then there's the artistic bits, which are in the middle, which make like trees and flowers and whatever you've got in there, fairies, dinosaurs. And then the back wall, which ties the sides together along with the parts in the middle. On this one, the sides are light green and the artistic bits in the middle are lightish brown. And the one in the back is, what's that color called? White. All the artistic bits are connected to green paper, green outline, like a frame. But the artistic bits are kanji. They're all kanji from Japanese. And they're kanji such as friend, laughter, family, hope, and things like, you know, positive message. Now, the main thing that I noticed about this is that the kanji, like friend, is big. It's about a hand or so, which means that you can't really see that what's behind it. So what I've learned on this one is the kanji has to be on the edges so you can see what's in the middle, in the back. It's been shown to a couple of people, and they liked it, probably because it's got kanji. The first one is friend. That one you can see very easily. And then the second one, which is on the left side, is laughter. So that's the other thing. The first kanji and the second kanji is just one kanji. The rest, like hope, is two kanji. So there's 4 artistic bits that are 2 kanji and 2 artistic bits that are 1 kanji. So with the 1 kanji, I could put 1 on the right and 1 on the left. But with the 4 kanji, they're in the middle, so you can't see them very well. But as one person said, well, you pick it up, you know, move it around, and you can see them all. So that is what I have accomplished in bookbinding, is to make a relatively nice tunnel book. And I learned you can't put things in the middle because then you won't see anything behind it. But it worked out fairly well. You can see pictures of this tunnel book over at dedodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Now let's mosey over to the fiction side of this podcast. On the fiction side, we have relatively big news. On the fiction side, we have relatively big news, especially for me, and that is I have finished my Don Quixote-inspired novel called Giapan. They have gotten to the nun's home. She has discovered her real parents instead of her adopted parents, and she's dancing and singing. The others have moseyed on in their life. The novel is finished, and now I have to go through and edit it and look for real big mistakes, along with the typos and whatnot. This is book 4 of the Japan Pentology. Book 5 is finished. Book 1 is not finished. Books 2, 3, 4, and 5 are finished. So I have one more book to go, and it is over here on my desk, sitting patiently, waiting for me to finish it, on page 110. And it's probably going to be about 200 pages, so I have a ways to go. But that's only the Japan Pentology. I have finished book 4. Now, I'm going to work on book 1, But I am also, I sense that I am within 5 pages of finishing a novelette, a novella called Fear Zero. Fear Zero is a prelude to my Fear Trilogy. And the Fear Trilogy, I like that word, Fear Trilogy, is about a soldier who is wounded in battle and becomes an assistant to a politician, and then he becomes a politician, and then he is in the power. So he's gone from a lowly soldier to power in politics. And as a power politician, he has the ability to stop, or at least influence, the course of another war. So from his time as a soldier when he is wounded in a war to the time he becomes a powerful politician, he has a second war coming up, and it is within his ability to influence it to stop or not begin. And the dilemma is, will he stop it? Will he influence to stop it? That's the final book. The first book is him going from soldier to political assistant. And the second book is his rise to power. And the third book is his life as a power politician and whether he can live up to what his own ideals for himself are. Now, in the beginning, in the book that I'm almost within 5 to 10 pages of finishing, and I'm going to work on it as soon as I stop this podcast, as soon as I stop making this podcast and I upload it, I'm going to work on Fear Zero. I'm going to attempt to finish it. It's a prelude. This is when this power politician, military, wounded veteran starts. So he's about 10 years old in Fear Zero, and he is thrown in prison where he meets some other rather terrifying people, and these terrifying people become his partners in book one. One of the characters is wounded along with the main character. One of the minor, smaller characters is wounded in book one of the Fear Trilogy, and the power politician, military man, wounded veteran, attempts to find him in books two and three. And he does find him, maybe. I think he finds him. I haven't written it, so I don't know yet. So that is what I've been doing in the writing section. I finished one book. I'm going to finish the other book today, and hopefully I will have one uploaded that you can see next week. Not one of those, but another in my duology, duet. The first one is called The City of Cox. This is a murder mystery, and another murder mystery with the same characters in the same place is called Feeding Vicky's Corpse. That is finished, except for some serious editing. It will go up next week, I hope, so that you can have two books, same characters, and you can follow them along. Feeding Vicky's Corpse. That's a murder mystery that takes place on the coast of Oregon, as does City of Cox. So please, look forward to that. And I thank you for dropping by, and I hope to see you again soon. And check out the books on Apple Books, Kobo, and Barnes & Noble, The City of Cox. Thanks again. See you soon.